Hi, and welcome to the first Victoria Street Photography Podcast. I don't have a mic yet, and I'm just doing this on Podbean, and it's probably not going to get any listens, but hey, if you do listen, that's awesome. I started doing street photography about 4 years now, and when I first started, I had an aversion to, like, pointing the camera at anybody. I just thought people were gonna get mad at me, that I might get hit, or somebody might try and punch my camera. There was just a whole bunch of variables that I was just like, I'm not sure how this is gonna go. But I started by just going to downtown Bakersfield, which there's a lot of people out during the middle of the day and stuff, and downtown Bakersfield, and I would just walk around, and I would take pictures of the most stupidest things. It's like, oh look, here's a wall, here's a piece of sidewalk that's got funny stains on it, and that's kind of how I started doing photography, street photography. And it probably took me a good 6 months of just being out there several times a week, just walking around before I finally got up the nerve to start photographing people. And I didn't have really any problems from people with that. I've only had a couple issues a couple times, but that was with crazy people downtown, and there's more than a couple of those. So, and going on 4 years now, and I've taken lots of great photos, some not so great ones, and just, I love it. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else with my spare time, as limited as that is. But that was my first foray into street photography, and 4 years later, and I never wanted do anything else with my spare time, mostly. So I have a Canon T3i, and I mostly shoot the lens I use the most is my 50mm f1.8 STM, and I had a nifty 50, but I got my new STM lens and gifted that one to a up-and-coming photographer buddy so he can have a prime to use, and I hope that's helping him. And, well, that's really it for now. Just my first episode, so I hope to talk about more later. Okay, have a good day. Bye.